Shalom to all. Today's Havas Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Beis. We are starting near the top of the Amud with Halacha Ches. And today's Havas sponsor Leila Nishmas Marz Mem Tarbas Biyakam Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. So we continue to discuss if people saw the new moon, the Chaydash, and they're allowed to be Michal Shabbos in order to give that testimony. So the Mishnah tells us Mishra Asa Chaydash, a person saw the new moon, Veinu Yochel Halach. He's not able to walk on his own. They could put him even on a donkey, Afil Bamita, even on a bed. And again, that's even though it's on Shabbos, and we're going to be Michal Shabbos by putting him on the donkey or by even carrying him on the bed, which is even more of a Chilul Shabbos. Not a problem. Furthermore, inside the lehen, if people are lying in ambush for them, lechem beyad and maklo, they're allowed to take sticks with them, meaning they're allowed to arm themselves for protection. And v'maizadar chayka, if he was very far away, lechem beyad mizaynos, they can take food with them. Shal mahalech laila v'yoy mechalan es haShabbos. If the journey is a night and a day, one could be mechal Shabbos in order to be able to give his testimony. V'yotzel eis haChodesh, I go out to give eis haChodesh. Shenamar the pasuk says, Eile mayade Hashem mikroei kodesh. As these are mikroei kodesh, as the pasuk continues, Asher tikruu aysam b'may adam. As the mayadim, the yom tovim, are set in their proper time, and that's only done based off of when Rosh Chodesh is, so Rosh Chodesh has to be declared in the proper time. That's why one's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Now, the Gemara begins by focusing on the Lashon of the Mishnah of Tzayda Lahem, that there are people that are ambushing them, and that's not the standard word. So here the Gemara explains why such a word was used, and it brings other examples. So Rabbi Yitzchak tells us, Debra Tayra B'chal Lashon, the Torah speaks in any language, which means even the Torah will use a Lashon to express something, even though that's not the standard word. For example, it says, Veho Ish Mishta Ela, is referring to when Eliezer was by the well, waiting for the sign to see who the girl is that's going to end up marrying Yitzchak, and uses this lashon of mishta'e, which means that he was waiting for this to see if he was going to be successful. Now, usually the word mishta'e means surprised, as in the word mishtaimim, to be very surprised or in wonderment. But here it's being used to express that he was waiting. Now, it's not just the Torah that uses this, also lashon chachamim. For example, kol garev shumachzak sasayim. Now, garev over here is referring to a barrel that holds two saw. However, the word garev in the Torah is used to mean a blister, as in boils. And the reason why a boil would be called that is because it gets blown up like a barrel. Now, I think the Gemara focuses on our Mishnah. It says, "Im tzayda lahem, lokchem biyad maklois." If there are people waiting to ambush them, so they can take sticks along with them, meaning they can arm themselves. Now, tzayda literally means to trap, like to trap an animal, and the word for ambush is really oyrev. But since somebody who's waiting in ambush wants to trap the person, so this word tzayda can also be used. The Gemara continues, "Yachol kshem shemachal es haShabbos lahayda alayin." You might think that just like the Edom are allowed to be machal Shabbos in order to give edos that they saw the moon, kach machal es haShabbos alayin lohidiyash in skaimu. So too, you might think that we're allowed to be Michal Shabbos to tell everyone that there was Kiddush HaChodesh. In other words, you might think that we're allowed to be Michal Shabbos to send out messengers to tell everyone when Rosh Chodesh is. And so to that, Tamalim, the pasuk says, Asher Tikru'u. And we learn from here, Al Kriyasanat Michal Shabbos, on regards to the official calling of the month. That's what one is allowed to be Michal Shabbos for, and Einat Michal Shabbos Lidiyah Shinuskaimu, but you're not Michal Shabbos to tell everyone that it's officially Rosh Chodesh. Now the Gemara is going to bring a question, and attempted answer is going to be from our discussion. So Shimon Lakishba, he asks as follows, Ktziras Ha'omer, Maushe Titchas HaShabbos B'yom. Is cutting of the Omer Doicha Shabbos during the day? We know the second day of Pesach, we bring the carbon Omer, and the mitzvah is to cut it the night before. There's a Mishnah Maseches Menachos that tells us about Shluchei Bezdin going outside. Matzei, the first day of Pesach, it's the nighttime, and there's a whole procession of cutting down the barley for the Omer, and that's Doicha Shabbos, meaning you're allowed to do this cutting, this harvesting, even on Shabbos. And the question is, what about cutting it during the day of Shabbos? And the reason why this is a question is because Al Pi Ikar Adin, the Omer was allowed to be brought from barley that was already pre-cut. But since we say chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, it's so beloved to do a mitzvah in its proper time, so then we will cut it at night even though it's Shabbos. But let's say it wasn't at night. Again, that's Rosh Lakish's question. It's Shabbos by the daytime. Is it better just to bring pre-cut barley, or are we even going to be mechal Shabbos to cut the barley right now? Tosafot Ravai, he responded by asking, Vataninu, we learned in a Mishnah, mitzvah say liktzar b'layla, it's a mitzvah to cut it at night. Niktzar b'yoyim kasher, if it was cut during the day, it's kasher. V'doicha Shabbos, since doicha Shabbos. Clear from this Mishnah that cutting the Omer during the day is doicha Shabbos. However, says the Gemara of Loi Kibla, Rish Lakish didn't accept this. That's not the way he understands the Mishnah. He reads the words v'doicha Shabbos as going on the first part of the Mishnah, mitzvah say liktzar b'layla, v'doicha Shabbos, and it's not going on the words niktzar b'yoyim kasher. So therefore, it's not a valid answer to the question. Now, Amar of Acha, Rav Acha says, Chazru Shimon Lakish ben Adar. Rish Lakish was actually chazer from what he said based off of the following. There's also Mishnah Maseches Menachos that has to do with the cutting of the Omer, and there was a whole procession. And here's just a small quote of the Mishnah: Kim Shechashecha. Once it got dark, Matzei the first day of Pesach, Amar Lahen, he, the shliach of Bezin, who's in charge of cutting the Omer down, he would tell all the people who were gathered around, Ba Hashemesh, did the sun set? Omer Hain. They would say yes. He would ask them again, Ba Hashemesh, did the sun set? Omer Hain. They would say yes. And then he would ask, should I use this sickle? Yes. Should I use this basket? Yes. There's a whole bunch of back and forth like this. And the Mishnah over there as well says that if it was Shabbos, he asks them, Shabbos Hayom, is it Shabbos today? And they say yes. Should I cut it? Yes. Now the question is, Manan Kamen, what are we referring to? Imel Laila, if they're cutting it at night and he's asking them, is it Shabbos? Kvar Hu Omer. He already asked them if he should cut it, meaning it's ready already mavur from the earlier part of the Mishnah, from his back and forth conversation that the Shliach of Bezdin is having with the people, that he has to cut the Omer at nighttime, even if it's Shabbos, and there's no reason to ask them, is it Shabbos? So why is he asking them, Shabbos Hayom? Ella, it must be, im eina inyan l'layla, that if it's not referring to the nighttime, tenehu inyan l'yom, apply to referring to where it's talking during the day. In other words, when the Mishnah over there says that the one who's about to harvest the Omer asks them, Shabbos Hayom? Is it Shabbos today? Should I cut it? That's talking about the daytime of Shabbos, and nonetheless he's asking them, should I cut it? And again, that's just a formality, and they say yes. And so we see from here that even if the Omer wasn't cut Friday night, it still should be cut Shabbos day in Zdech HaShabbos. On to another discussion. Something that's Zdech HaShabbos during the day. What about the Machshirin, a preparatory thing that's necessary to get that done? Is that Zdech HaShabbos at nighttime, or is it only Zdech HaShabbos during the day? So based on topic, it's time to answer. But Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Tamid, which describes the whole Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and it says, that they prepared, they set up the people who were making the Chavitin, which is the mincha brought by the Kohen Gadol every single day, that these people were set up and ready, they prepared everything necessary for making the Chavitin, including lighting a fire and things like that, and this was done during the night, so the Chavitin could be brought fresh in the morning, and we're assuming this is referring to Shabbos as well. So even though bring the Chavitin is Daicha Shabbos, we still see the Machshirin, that which is necessary to prepare to bring the Chavitin, is Daicha Shabbos even at night. So as the Gemara Nadaraya, Tifter B'chol, we can explain it's referring to the weekday, meaning during the week, they would already start getting prepared during the night, but on Shabbos, it would only be during the day. However, Tanur Chibra Adha, he teaches, how could you say that? Zes Seder Tamil Avoides Beis Elikenu, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. This is the order of the Avoid of Beis Elikenu, whether during the week or even on Shabbos. So how could you say this is only referring to the week? So Gemara attempts another clear Raya, V'taninin, we have a Mishnah, and this goes back to discussing the Omer. Katsru, they cut the Omer, Unsanu B'Kupais, and they put in baskets. Heviyu La'azara, they brought it to the Azara, V'Hayim Ha'avin Oysai Ba'ur, and then they would singe it in fire, could they l'kayim by Mitzvah's Kali, in order to makayim the mitzvah of toasting the grain for the Omer, Devar Meir's opinion. And so we see from here that the Omer, which was harvested at night, is being brought to the Azara at night, and is getting toasted at night in order to be able to bring it during the day. So this is just considered a machshir, it's a preparatory stage for bringing the Omer, and nonetheless, it's permitted to be done at night on Shabbos. However, says the Gemara Nadaraya, Amar Rebbe, that's a proper girsa, Mekim Shehizchol Mitzvah, Amar Mulai Maraik. Since he started the mitzvah, they tell him to finish it. Meaning, this is not considered a machshir of bringing the Omer. This is considered part and parcel of cutting the Omer. You cut the Omer, and then you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and you toast it in fire, and that's all part of the same thing, and so it's not considered a machshir. However, Hasan Yudin Kabtkaya, Kumir Biyasar, Kumi Rebbe, Haga Atzmacha, think about it for yourself. Shabam Naliyah, let's say it came from pre-cut grain. Let's say for whatever reason, they didn't find fresh barley to cut down for the Omer, and so they had to use pre-cut barley, and that means that Friday night, in preparation for the Omer, they're not doing any Katsira, and here we have an important girsa change. Mikivan Shaloi Hischa B'Mitzvah, Ein Omer M'lai Marek, just because he didn't start the mitzvah, he didn't start out by doing the Katsira, because again, we're using pre-cut barley. We're not going to tell him to finish? Of course we'll tell him to finish. We'll tell him to toast the grain once it's brought into the Azara, and that's even though he didn't start out by cutting the Omer Friday night, so maybe this could be used as a Raya. We have another attempted Raya, Hasr Yaakov Arsusai, Vataninon, we learned in our Mishnah, Shalmahal Echalayla V'yoy Mechalin Asashabes V'yoytzal Eidus HaChaydash, that for a journey of a night and a day, one could be Mechal Shabbos and go out for Eidus HaChaydash, and so we see from here that even though Kiddush HaChaydash only takes place during the day, nonetheless, one is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos during the nighttime for it. So we see the Machshirin, something preparatory, necessary for something that's going to be done during the day, is allowed to even be done already at nighttime on Shabbos. However, Amar Lani told them, not a Raya, Mekivin Shayayim Tzarcha Laila, Laila Tzarcha Yayim, Kimisha Kula Yayim. Since specifically by Eidus of Kiddush HaChaydash, the night needs the day and the day needs the night. In other words, since the Edom need to be able to get to Bezdin on time so that they can be Mekadosh the Chodesh on time, the nighttime and the daytime are really all considered the same thing, because the Ikar is we just have to get these Edom to Bezdin in time to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. So it's all considered the day, and we're not differentiating between day and night. Now, another way of responding to this is Amar Bias Rabun, V'loy L'mafreyu Hu Kadosh, doesn't become Kadosh L'mafreya, and Mekim Yishu Kadosh L'mafreya, since it becomes Kadosh L'mafreya retroactively, Hu Yom, Hu Laila, the day and night is the same thing. In other words, once Bezdin is Mekadosh the Chodesh during the day, it becomes Mekodesh Limafreya retroactively from when the Edom had seen it, which was the nighttime, which basically means the night and day are connected. It's not like the night is the machshir for the day, because really, when Kiddush HaChodesh happens during the day, that just reflects back to the night before, so it's all the same time period. Once again, we don't have an answer from here. Hadron Loch Perak HaRosh Hashanim, Mazel Tov finishing the first Perak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, just as we finish this Perak together, we should finish the entire Maseches Rosh Hashanah together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new parak, continuing with our discussion of Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.